This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Can I tell you something that made me laugh so hard this morning? And I'm not making fun of the elderly, but I laughed
out
loud.
My God, if you start a sentence like that, you're about to make fun of the elderly.
So, you know, we've started watching Wheel of Fortune, and I refuse to watch the news. And so today I had about 30 minutes, kind of recenter before I came into work, and I popped up the game show channel. And lo and behold, old episodes of Wheel of Fortune were on the game show channel. Mm. And the advertisements that they show during old Wheel of Fortune ads are targeted to those who are 105 years old. That's just a fact. You get the catheter. You get the reverse mortgage.
Oh, yeah.
You get, oh, yeah.
I remember that.
And one of the ads, you guys, all things old are new again. It's two older women sitting having coffee, and one of them is trying to fiddle with her cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And she goes, Marge, I just can't see a thing. I can't, when the grandkids call, I don't know how to answer this finagling device, and I've just had it.
Are they from Texas?
And so sweet Mavis says to Marge, well, let me show you something. And they walk into her kitchen. And I swear to Moses, it's a landline. And she goes, well, what is this? And you know, Mavis says to Marge, well, it's a phone that is easy for us to use. You just pick it up like this. Like, here's the little landline. And you just push the numbers. And it's a big screen so you can see who's calling.
The old lady didn't know what a landline
they
was?
They literally are having a conversation about a landline. And the other woman goes, it sounds expensive.
Are you sure this isn't the clear voice where you can see what they're saying on the phone?
It's a landline.
I know, but there's one where there's two old ladies, and it's not an old commercial, it's new. They run it on all the cable news channels where 12 o'clock, okay, I'll be there at 12 o'clock. And she hangs up and she goes, I just can't hear anything. And she goes, and the other woman says, let me show you something that's going to change.
We're now advertising landlines.
Let me show you something that's going to change. It's called Clear Voice. Mm. And you can... You can't hear a damn thing because you're old.
Right.
But your grandkid calls, which, by the way, is, well, I'm not going to say it's unrealistic, but I don't ever remember calling my grandma. And it just says, he says, hi, grandma, how are you? And she's reading the script as it's coming across the phone, which is a landline, you're right. And she goes, I'm great, honey. How are you? Yes, I've seen that commercial. By the way, have you ever seen this one?
Do you use catheters? Are you using the catheter that's really best for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stop sounding excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
I found the commercial you were looking for earlier.
The valet?
That would not be it. That would be passenger still.
Now this guy's going that way. Now I'm getting the lay of the land.
Valets can be a big test for a young homeowner turning into their parents.
There's an overflow lot somewhere in the vicinity.
If the garage is full, they go to the auxiliary.
He said if the garage is full, they go to the overflow lot.
I heard him. I was right here. Let's just stand quietly.
I bet you guys have driven some great cars, huh?
Progressive can't protect you.
You hear Dr. Rick go, it's so funny.
He says to the red convertible.
Can't get the red convertible? It's a really good one.
Oh,
it's
my God,
funny.
I love him.
Have you guys hopped onto the new home phone trend?
What's that?
No.
When you get home, you put your cell phone on the kitchen counter.
Oh, Sam. I do. Well, I don't do it on the counter. I will sometimes just take it upstairs and put it on the charger in the primary bedroom.
Yes. It's just like having a home phone back in the day, where rather than having it strapped to your hip 24/7 and having that temptation to pull out your phone and scroll, because we are so addicted to these devices now that, you know, any given moment of free time is a cue to pull that phone out and scroll. You can't do that if it's sitting on the kitchen counter.
So I have tried this. In fact, I did it yesterday. I didn't know it was a trend or that this is something that people are starting to do. I had coffee with a good friend yesterday morning at Lenexa City Center. I get home at about 10:30. Man, we talked for 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a very nice conversation. And
did he talk at all?
No.
Scott was like, I word vomited for 2 hours straight.
He couldn't wait to get out of there. Continue on.
I was ready to go for a third hour, but he said no. And
I've got a thing.
Anyway, he goes, I haven't been in churches that last this long. And so I get home, you know, 10:45, 10:50, whatever, and I put my phone on the island in the kitchen, and it stayed there until at least 5:30. I didn't touch it once. Which is to say, nobody loves me or cares about me and didn't call or text.
I do it as much as I can now. 2 solid weeks, every chance I had to leave my phone sitting on that kitchen counter.
Okay. Dinner is off limits with the phone. We now are a no phones at dinner family.
I won't take it into a restaurant.
I take it in, but I don't look at it.
Why?
Unless I get up to go to the bathroom. And then I might glance at it, but I'm not on it. I am still attached to the notion that what if the kids need something? And I know that's crazy, and here's why. If they needed something, they could also call
each other.
Johnny or Carrie, or like yesterday I went to lunch with Carrie. Mm-hmm. Did I need my phone at lunch? I did take a photo.
Okay.
But, you know, I still think, what if they can't get a hold of me?
You're not the end-all be-all to their lives anymore. They're adults.
I know, but I really am.
No,
I
you're not.
Yes, I am.
Well, in her mind.
if Jack was in trouble.
He would call his fiance.
That's correct.
And also me.
No.
I'm telling you, I don't want to make this about gender.
Oh, my God.
But I will, for a moment. In a lot of households, mom takes care of a lot
right.
of, you know, what's my social security number? Like,
Dana?
Dads do not always get those calls.
They don't live in your household anymore. They have their own.
I know.
Let them go.
And why'd we take it down the all dads are deadbeats route?
No,
that seemed like
not
a weird
what I'm
caveat.
Saying. I'm just saying I got used to always being the one, you know, where is this? What is this? What do I do? You know, you get used to being the one.
You enabled them.
No, I just, you know, they're so
do
great.
Do you use catheters?
Oh, yeah.
Are you using the catheter that's really best for you?
Oh, yeah.
Never heard somebody so excited about using one of those things. Oh, my God. Yeah! Dan Weinbaum has the news coming your way in 2 minutes. When we get back, the strange and unexpected baby name trends that are taking over this year. You would not believe some that are coming back. I'll give you a couple. Bonnie. Connie.
Connie? Wow!
And then there are some weird ones.
Okay.
All right. It's a story from the New York Post if you want to cheat. We'll be back in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.